An exhibit called Art and Memories of World War II opens Sunday at the Art Center in Battle Creek. WMUK's Lorraine Caron has more.
One of the first things you'll see as you enter the exhibit is a fallen soldier's battle cross. It includes a helmet and boots, but no rifle. Exhibit curator and Art Center executive director Linda Holderbaum says she wanted the display to be about art and personal memories of World War II, not about the violence and weapons of war. One artifact is a handmade olive green sweater vest, now slightly frayed at the neck.
The wife made it for him, but it was not Army issue. So if wives made those for their husbands, they couldn't wear them on the outside of their uniform because it wasn't, yeah, you know, standard. So they had to wear them underneath their uniforms. But of course, it came in handy if they were someplace where it was cold.
Holderbaum says the exhibit includes many photographs taken locally during World War II.
The Fort Custer Historical Society loaned us a nice photo collection on Fort Custer. It's really a neat history. Of course, the soldiers came into town and interchanged with our population. We had German prisoners of war that were kept here, and there are about 20 of them that are buried out at the Fort Custer National Cemetery. And we had some celebrities come here. Jack Benny was here at Fort Custer, and Eisenhower actually came and visited as well.
While he was president, or
no? While he was general. While he was general, he's in one of the pictures. He was here with Bradley and Patton. And then we go into this room, and this room focuses on more individuals who were in the war. We put out a call to the community and said, if you have things, you know, that if you were in World War II and have things to share, or if you have a family member who was in and would like to loan some items for the exhibit, we would love to have them. So, and it varied what I got from everybody. You know, some people had uniforms and medals and discharge papers and photographs, and some didn't have very much to loan. And some of them just brought in boxes and said, here's what I have, just use what you want.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was really fun to go through that.
The exhibit includes a few surviving samples of what was called V-mail sent between troops and their loved ones. Holderbaum explains.
They photographed the mail on microfilm that reduced it in size to a quarter of a square inch. Then they sent all this mail back, and then they enlarged it. But the enlargements are only like a quarter of a page.
Holderbaum reads a letter sent via V-mail that included a drawing made of the soldier.
He says, Dear Mom, I had this done in town for 3 cigarettes.
One wall of the exhibit is filled with artwork made by World War II veteran Bill Betts, who later became a founder of the Art Center of Battle Creek.
Well, he was a graphic designer before he went into the Navy, ended up as a lieutenant on a ship in the Pacific, and he drew these wonderful pictures of the ships he was on. He was on a Liberty ship, and he carried, well, they had armament, a lot of armament that they carried around, so the ports wouldn't necessarily let them in because they had too much ammunition on board.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have to anchor offshore. And it looks like the guys had a lot, at least the free time that when he could draw, they looked like they were having a kind of leisurely time. And then he also did that wonderful painting on the other side of the soldiers in the war, which we thought was really appropriate to have for the exhibit. So that's kind of our signature piece.
Art and Memories of World War II is on display at the Art Center of Battle Creek through February 23rd. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.